said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, yeah. Do you hear what I hear? Oh, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea.
Taken that I'm here with the church family in person here today with them, and I'm not going to be with you today to share, but we look forward to coming back next week. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. We look forward to seeing you here again next Sunday at our scheduled time. So now we're going to move in and make ready to start our family fellowship today for the holiday. God bless you again. Love you, and may heaven smile upon you. We're going to be playing some Christmas music here for a moment, so if you just want to join in, you can. We're going to stay live here as they start to assemble. And if you're still here, I'll tell everyone to maybe give a wave to the camera so that you can see them on this blessed day. God bless you, and we love you so much.
Oh, break. For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression will cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we with
Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me love light gleams, and I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. But I'm mad at you, just can't wait to get home. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve. And I'll be home Christmas Eve will find me where the low light gleams, and I'll be home for Christmas if only in my
Christmas time. Glory to God. when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him, being told him about
the child. Mary, did you know?
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising him.
Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered would soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of God. Heaven's perfect lamb,
and the sleeping child you're holding is a great
spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
"People, you don't
when the world's sincere and you'd like to find a way to show the things that words can't say. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? Oh, a man on the street and a couple of stairs all need to know there's someone who cares. Give love.
Season that we celebrate our Savior who was born for the world.
Taking
hallelujah.
Oh. Christ the Savior. Christ the Savior is born. Peace and hope have come through Jesus Christ the Son.
Good morning, everybody.
Come together.
We can't.
what's in disarray. God, let them have peace today in knowing that you are God. We thank you in advance for what you're doing for us, and we look forward now, God, in great expectation that as you stay your hand and we remain here in this current time of living, that God will be blessed beyond measure, for truly those you bless are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Clap your hands now and bless God. Come on, clap your hands real good. I want you to know that we're going to have a wonderful time today. To those that are still with us on our live stream, thank you for lingering. They've been here since 11:30. Everyone that's on our live stream, they got here and you guys were just making it here. They've been here since 11:30. Thank you guys for hanging out. I told you that we would start our assembly, and hello to our family in Lakeland, Florida. Hello to our family in Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Oakland, California, and Chicago, Illinois. As I think about all of you all, you mean so much to us today. Thank you for just hanging around for the last, oh God, they've been here since 11:30, so they've been here about an hour, just listening to the Christmas music and just waiting for you guys to get here. Amen. And we weren't to arrive until 12. So to all of our family that is outside the walls, God bless you, and we love you so much. So what I wanted to do was today, let this be something that is so casual and so loving and so warm, because now you guys, just take a look around you. Just look around, you know, just consciously look around and see the people in here. See the people that's in this room. Amen. And everyone in here this morning, hallelujah, is in the need of something special from God. And it's not material. Everyone in this room is in need of something special from God. And when I say special from God, it means that it can't come from anyone else. Money can't buy it. Words can't resolve it. It has to come from God. Everyone in here, even to the least one in here, they need something special from God. So what I want you to know is this is a time where we can maybe focus and concentrate with all of this, all of these colors around us and all of this that you see going on and the decoration and everything, is to know that Christ is going to meet them today, and he's going to do that for them, that special thing that they need. And what I want you to do, and you're not going to do this in a selfish way, is I want to just take a moment right now just for you to just reflect on what you want God to do. And it may not be for you, it may be for someone else. As a matter of fact, I think it would be wonderful now for us just to be just that gift giving and just put somebody in your heart, put somebody on your mind right now and ask God to do something marvelous for them. It may be your friend, it may be your family, it may be your neighbor, maybe someone you're working with, but I want you to really just trust God for it. And I want you to just say, Lord, just do it for them right now. So many things going on in our world. There was just another shooting in a school. For this season, someone lost family members. Not only them, but so many lost family members that was not even in the news. It wasn't told. The story hadn't been told. They lost someone. So while all is well for us, someone needs something special from God. Someone this season just need to be encouraged. They want to be encouraged. They feel as though that they're unimportant and that they're useless. And I want you to just kind of just lift them up in prayer. Your family, your household, your children, all of these babies in here. And I just want to just thank God right now for you. And I thank God especially for my grandbabies that I see back there. I thank God for them so much. I thank God for my sons and my daughters, and I thank God for my church family. And I want God just to start doing wonderful things for you. Open up your heart and just let Christ in it. Ask God just to smother your family with love. Amen. 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 God bless you all. I hope you all are ready for a great day. We're going to be making our foods ready, and it's just kind of come and go as you please. But what we're going to do now is I want to, lastly, before I make our last change, we're going to leave from being live, and we're going to focus on inside now. To those that have joined us live, we look forward to seeing you next Sunday at 11:30. Amen. And at our regularly scheduled time, we'll see you next Sunday at 11:30. God bless you, and may the peace of Christ be with you that have joined us on our live stream. We'll see you next week. Amen. God bless you. So to those as they are leaving us now, I just want to let everyone in here know, if you haven't seen Sister April, see Sister April. Those of you that are gathering, so that we can, there is no charge for today whatsoever, but we have asked as we've gotten all of these.